man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on May 30th, 2023. It being a Tuesday, I'm James Kelso, your host for 1 hour, Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And this is a live show into which you're invited to call at 512-248-8252. So don't be shy about calling in. I've got a chat screen here. Let me go to that computer and open that screen. I'm looking right at it right now, so if you want to call in. Well, you want to start out with some depressing news here. You probably have already heard it. Don't need to be further depressed. But, boy, the Kevin McCarthy sellout. The Kevin McCarthy treason. The $4 trillion debt deal in ironic quotes, that Kevin McCarthy has set up, has handed to the communists, is mind-boggling. Let's get the full picture here. The only good thing, or the principal good thing that happened in the last congressional election is that Republicans won the House of Representatives. They won. They control it. They get to pick, no one else does, they alone get to pick the Speaker of the House, an incredibly powerful position. And we're seeing just how powerful today. Kevin McCarthy was elected as Speaker of the House to succeed Nancy Pelosi. We saw how powerful she was. Well, now we're finding out how powerful Kevin McCarthy is. He made, well, this guy took it upon himself, just all by his very lonesome, to apparently put on his tennis shoes and walk over to the White House and make a, quote, deal, unquote, with Communist Party leader Joe Biden, in which he alone, he, Kevin McCarthy, congressman elected by very few people in California, gets to set the multi-trillion dollar additional national indebtedness on all Americans. And he's going to ram it through the House with Democrat votes. Think about this, folks. The only good news tonight on this score is that there are a goodly number of Republicans who have announced I'm voting no. And that number grows by the hour. And our job and your job in the audience is help that number grow. Make sure you call your Congress person and tell them, without giving a speech, never needed, don't give speeches when you leave phone calls with congressmen. And they do pick up your call. My congressman here in North Dakota, we only have one, happens to be Kelly Armstrong is the name. A woman picked the phone up. I dialed his number. Well, I dialed the House and Senate phone number, which asked me to state my congressman's name. All I did was say in clearly Kelly Armstrong. It then connected me with the Kelly Armstrong answering line, which then immediately answered. And I stated, if Kelly Armstrong, and this is the speech you should make to your congressman or woman, if Kelly Armstrong votes for the Kevin McCarthy $4 trillion debt fiasco, I will do all I can to help a movement to primary so-called Republican in name only, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota. So, and you say, this is very simple. Congressman, fill in the name, your congressman, either votes for the McCarthy sellout, in which case I will use all my exertions to help the movement to primary this so-called Republican, or they vote against it, in which case they voted with us, the people. And maybe this can be stopped. Now, how will it be stopped? If, let's say, 50 Republicans vote no on the McCarthy betrayal, Kevin McCarthy will need more than 50 Democrats to support his sellout. He will need more Democrat votes than he has Republican votes. That is a non-starter. You cannot, as a Speaker of the House, push a bill with more Democrats, a bill defining the next several years of the United States and beyond, with more Democrat votes than Republican. You are not functioning as the Republican Speaker of the House at that point. You are in full, flagrant, open betrayal. And that's what Kevin McCarthy is. We've said it on this show. I've never liked his face. I've never liked his oily voice. I've always seen through his mealy-mouthed BS. The guy is a complete turd. And somehow he became Speaker of the House. Well, he was minority leader. And then when the House was won by Republicans, he then was the presumptive favorite to be Speaker of the House. But that didn't have to happen. It shouldn't have happened. Those of us who said, Kevin, you can't trust Kevin McCarthy as far as you can throw him, were correct. But now, what's the seriousness of this? We're talking here. Let me read a post by, let's find one. We'll go to Donald Trump here in a moment. But this is really catastrophic. Let me find it here. She says it. Congresswoman Mace from South Carolina says it all. And reading her post is more persuasive than hearing from me. Let us find it. This is not good today. And there is a groundswell, there is a tsunami spreading across the country, but it has little time in which to operate, to grow. And Kevin McCarthy did this with a quick shuffle, sleight of hand. And once this is passed, you're going to see some very depressed conservative talk show hosts and commentators, because this is not just bad. This is really bad. Let me find, I'm looking to find the Nancy Mace's. Here's one that's pretty good. Okay, this is it. So this is kind of lengthy, but listen to what she says. Representative Nancy Mace, Republican of South Carolina, and I'm reading this at thegatewaypundit.com, eviscerated the debt ceiling deal between Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, and Joe Biden in a Twitter thread posted Tuesday morning, today, in which she announced she would be voting no on the deal. After a detailed takedown of the bill, Nancy Mace observed, quote, 63% of Americans want Congress to cut spending as part of a debt ceiling deal. This bill doesn't do that. Unacceptable. Then she goes into detail. The Biden-McCarthy agreement is not holding up under scrutiny. Remember, she just got to see it today. And is being seen by conservative lawmakers in both houses of Congress as a cave by McCarthy. And then it's a 99-page bill that they'll be voting on. So here's what she said. I'm reading her post on Twitter. Washington is broken. Republicans got outsmarted by a president who can't find his pants. I'm voting no on the debt ceiling debacle because playing the D.C. game isn't worth selling out our kids and grandkids. And she has the magnitude correct there, because this is so bad, it is going to adversely affect not just your life, but that of your descendants. I'll read her. Let's dive into the bill, she writes. This, quote, deal, unquote, normalizes record-high spending started during the pandemic. It sets these historically high spending levels. Government was grown by 40%. I'll just interject that. As the baseline for all future spending, the bill then grows government even more each year. After factoring in a small cut, well, now, by the way, all of the apparent cuts, and if you hear Kevin McCarthy on your TV set lying to you like a rug, everything he talks about that's a savings of money, or, you know, we did pretty well here, we did as well as we could do, he is a lying sack of crap. None of that is true. She says, government grew massively over the past 3 years. This growth was supposed to be emergency funding only during COVID. During this time, government, which is already bloated beyond belief, grew 40%, or by $2 trillion from 2019 to 2023. grew by $2 trillion. We went from spending just over $4 trillion to spending just over $6 trillion. What Kevin McCarthy just did is made that permanent. I mean, this is not an accidental mistake. This deal, okay, that was me talking there. Now go back to Nancy Mace's voice. She says, this deal keeps that record high spending intact and makes it the baseline for all spending. And then she makes a one-word sentence, wild. Wild. This bill doesn't actually set a debt limit. Rather, it suspends, now listen to this, it suspends the debt limit entirely until January 2nd, 2025. And there is no actual amount capping the debt ceiling. You say, no, that can't be that bad. So that's why I'm reading Nancy Mace rather than just saying that same thing myself, because you just go, look, Kelso's just a radio yip-yapper. And he's once again, he's exaggerating. And what does he know? This is Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina. She knows what she's talking about. This is a debt ceiling bill with no debt ceiling in it that allows the Biden administration to spend as much money as they want until the next president is sworn in, with no political liability. In other words, they have cover. They can just now spend. And the House that the Republicans supposedly won in 2022, the House has no say in future spending. No say. The power of the purse that James Madison wrote about as the principal power of the House, gone. This non-ceiling debt bill takes that away from the House until the new president is sworn in. Now, if that new president is to be Donald Trump, let's say, because this debt ceiling goes until January 5th, 2025. That's the same month as the new president is sworn in. What is Donald Trump to do? Even if he wins the presidency with this incredible, mindless, monster spending having hung over the presidency for the next 2 years, how does Donald Trump, even Donald Trump, how does he fix that? Now, we will be seeing a post from the president for sure in the next 12 hours on this subject. He is probably right now holding an ice pack on his forehead, swearing, and in preparation to make that post. Because even Donald Trump fix this? It's like the border tsunami. Can Donald Trump fix this? He posted on it today. That was an important post, and it's important. So I'll read that to you on the tsunami, just to not keep you in mystery. He posted today that on day one, when he is sworn in as our next president, again, he will write an executive order canceling birthright citizenship for illegal aliens. Hang on, we'll be right back after this break.
They'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
Back, folks. I'm looking back. You know, how long did it take for this the horror to happen? Kevin McCarthy won on the 15th ballot in the House Republican fight for the speakership in January of this year. So only a few months ago, and he won the House Freedom Caucus. Voted against McCarthy. He won lying through his pathetic, oily face that he swore he would rein in out of control government spending. This is in January, January 23rd, the end of January. Now let's go to the list of congressmen who said they're voting no. Let's go back to that. And this is operative. This is incumbent upon you. This is hot, hot, hot. This is your chance to call your congressman. And by the way, if your congressman has said I'm voting no, call to say thank you, sir or ma'am. Thank you. We support you. So if your congressman is Andy Biggs of Arizona, call his office and say, thank you, Representative Biggs. Or if it's Lauren Boebert of Colorado, call and say, thank you, Congresswoman Boebert. This can still be won. And McCarthy has to be turned out. McCarthy has to be replaced as Speaker. Everybody who said he's a turncoat, he's a rhino, this is the proof. Today, this is the proof in the pudding, this stab in the back of conservatism of the MAGA movement by Kevin McCarthy. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where he proves the man he isn't, the rhino he is in this 99-page bill, which utterly destroys the United States of America. Let me go back to what I was reading. I've got too many tabs open, so let me try to find it. Okay, I'll find her. Nancy Mace, she goes into the detail of this. And I will find it. Where did she post it? Shame on me. It's coming. Hang on. My apology. I was just reading during the break. This is all breaking news. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas, he is livid. We should read some of what he has to say. Let's see if the president has pronounced yet. Let's see if he has posted. Let's go to Donald Trump on truthsocial.com. And let's hit refresh. This will be our North Star, is what the president says here on this. I don't think he's posted yet. No, he hasn't. Some very good, excellent posts today, but they're overshadowed by this bad news. As I said to you, I guarantee you he's swearing at home in Mar-a-Lago. He's yelling, and he's trying to figure out where we go. What do we do? And he needs to act quickly, because he needs to mobilize the entire MAGA army against Kevin McCarthy. Now, this is a major decision by the president. The president, I'm trying to recreate the steps, find out where, unravel it, go back to that January vote where Kevin McCarthy stole that most important House Speaker position. And I think maybe Donald Trump got fooled again. The way that Bill Barr fooled him. The way that other rhinos succeeded in fooling Donald Trump, that they were sincere. I think Kevin McCarthy may have fooled Donald Trump into thinking he was not a rhino. In which case, I'm relying on my own memory, which is faulty here, and some of you may have a sharper recollection of the exact sequence of events, but the president has to right the ship immediately and say, command, vote no on the McCarthy treason. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness.
Considered going solar in Minnesota, but afraid
shilajit
of the
has been used for thousands of years and is considered as the highest value cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Hey, we're back. Now, I found a Nancy Mace thread, and I'll continue that reading. She's got one of the best summaries of what the treason amounts to, and she includes there a list of Republicans who say they will vote no. So let me read that to you. It needs more updating. I can see on here, for example, I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene is a no vote. She's not on this list, so she had not yet announced her no. As of this morning, this list was, these are the good folks: Chip Roy, Texas; Andy Biggs, Arizona; Andrew Clyde, Georgia; Lauren Boebert, Colorado; Bob Good of Virginia; Ralph Norman, South Carolina; Dan Bishop, North Carolina; Ken Buck, Colorado; Matt Rosendale, Montana; Byron Donalds, Florida; Eli Crane, Arizona. Well, Eli Crane has impressed me lately. Keith Self of Texas; Nancy Mace, South Carolina; Wes Hunt of Texas; Corey Mills of Florida; Matt Gaetz of Florida; Anna Paulina Luna of Florida; Mary Miller of Illinois, and then three additional likely no's, but as of yet undecided, as of this morning, were Tim Burchett of Tennessee, Victoria Spartz of Indiana, and Raul Grijalva, Grijalva, Democrat of Arizona. So this is already getting to be a sizable number of people who have promised they'll vote no. I mean, this list I just read is, let me just eyeball it, 5, 10, 15, it's 20 people voting no. And there, we know there are more. So if, let's say, 30 or 40 Republicans vote no on this treason by Kevin McCarthy, who must immediately be replaced. Once again, a rhino in charge. A rhino running the show, just as Bob Barr was as Attorney General. Smoking out the rhinos. All of us have been fooled, including Donald Trump. Rhinos lie like a rug. But this one is particularly stinging because this one is let me tell you how bad it will be. If this is passed, the Republican Congress doesn't even matter, more or less, hardly, let's put it that way, does still matter. These hearings, investigations by people like Jim Jordan and Representative Comer, these are still powerful and good. And what happened was, when he was, as part of his bargaining, or his promising to fool good Republicans into voting for him, or at least not voting against him, Kevin McCarthy, the lying SOB, promised to make some of the people we know to be patriots, like Jim Jordan, chairman of key committees, which guaranteed good investigations. We got fooled by that. I didn't, but plenty of people, maybe possibly even President Trump, got fooled by that. So he gave us a little to get a lot. Typical snake behavior. Typical rat behavior. When it came to the big one, which is this unlimited debt ceiling, Kevin McCarthy went full traitor. He's functioning as a member of the Communist Party USA/Democrat Party, and he's in charge of the Republicans in the House with huge power. Let me read some more from her. Okay, I've got her, what she wrote there. I'm hesitate to read the great posts that the president put up today on other matters that are not as earth-shaking. They're not as earth-shaking. He had some great posts today, but the big one is yet to come. The big one is the president saying, you must vote down, slap down this creep, Kevin McCarthy, who walked over to the... What? How did he presume to, all by himself, as having been elected only by some insane district in California, he's changing everything. And maybe even the president can't fix this. Now, I'll read the good post the president did put up today on illegal aliens. Maybe salvage a little bit of a good feeling for you left in today. I'll give you an example. Here's one he put up an hour ago. And he put this up an hour ago. So you know he was having to wrestle with this betrayal by Kevin McCarthy. When he put this up, you can see in these posts, he's angry, but he hasn't put up the post yet dumping on Kevin McCarthy, which he's going to have to do. Here's one he dumps on. Kaylee McEnany. Remember her? He posted this 1 hour ago. Kaylee, quote, milk toast, unquote, McEnany. So he just gave her a nickname, a pejorative nickname. Just gave out the wrong poll numbers on Fox News. I am 34 points up on DeSanctimonious, not 25 up. Well, 25 is great. It's not 34. She knew the correct number. She knew the number was corrected upwards by the group that did the poll. The rhinos and globalists can have her. Fox News should only use real stars. Real stars. So he unloads on Kaylee McEnany. And remember, she was at one point, what was she? Was she his press spokeswoman? I remember Kaylee McEnany was a Trump spokeswoman. And she fooled Trump. Okay. He's got it. Here's the post I'm looking for. I'm going to find it here, where he talks about the illegals. Here's one 8 hours ago. He dumps on Peggy Noonan of the Wall Street Globalist Journal. He renames it the Globalist Journal. Who just can't get out of her head the whole Trump thing. And the fact that I turned out to be right so many times with so little regard for her views and thoughts. She should start focusing on how bad a president Joe Biden has been and how the Marxists and fascists surrounding him are willing to illegally continue the use of the Department of Justice and FBI in order to damage the opposing party and candidate. So he's angry. He already knows about the McCarthy betrayal. Okay, here's this post 11 hours ago. Now, he may not have known, as of 11 hours ago, I don't know whether the news was out yet, but he's angry here. He says, as part of my plan to secure the border, on day one of my new term in office, I will sign an executive order ending automatic citizenship for the children of illegal aliens. Birthright citizenship. Here he comes. Try to make you feel a little bit better.
Joe Biden has launched an illegal foreign invasion of our country, allowing a record number of illegal aliens to storm across our borders. From all over the world they came. Under Biden's current policies, even though these millions of illegal border crossers have entered the country unlawfully, all of their future children will become automatic U.S. citizens. Can you imagine? They'll be eligible for welfare, taxpayer-funded health care, the right to vote, chain migration, and countless other government benefits, many of which will also profit the illegal alien parents. This policy is a reward for breaking the laws of the United States and is obviously a magnet helping draw the flood of illegals across our borders. They come by the millions and millions and millions. They come from mental institutions. They come from jails, prisoners, some of the toughest, meanest people you'll ever see. The United States is among the only countries in the world that says that even if neither parent is a citizen nor even lawfully in the country, their future children are automatic citizens the moment the parents trespass.
Now, did you hear that? We've done this to ourselves. We're the only country. You don't become a citizen of Switzerland if your parents are, you know, managed to take a holiday in Switzerland and you're born while they're in Switzerland. They disregard the fact that you were born in Geneva or Lausanne. They disregard that as a non-event. You are the child of your American parents. Your only birthright citizenship is to your American parents. Every nation on earth has the brains to have that policy. The only exception being us. Out of our minds. Birthright citizenship.
Unto our soil. As has been laid out by many scholars, this current policy is based on a historical myth and a willful misinterpretation of the law by the open borders advocates. There aren't that many of them around. It's amazing. Who wants this? Who wants to have prisoners coming into our country? Who wants to have people who are very sick coming into our country? People from mental institutions coming into our country? And come they will. They're coming by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. As part of my plan to secure the border on day one, my new term in office, I will sign an executive order making clear to federal agencies that under the correct interpretation of the law, going forward, the future children of illegal aliens will not receive automatic U.S. citizenship. It's things like this that bring millions of people to our country, and they enter our country illegally. My policy will choke off a major incentive for continued illegal immigration, deter more migrants from coming, and encourage many of the aliens Joe Biden has unlawfully let into our country to go back to their home countries. They must go back. Nobody could afford this. Nobody could do this. And even morally, it's so wrong. My order will also end their unfair practice known as birth tourism, where hundreds of thousands of people from all over the planet squat in hotels for their last few weeks of pregnancy to illegitimately and illegally obtain U.S. citizenship for the child, often to later exploit chain migration to jump the line and get green cards for themselves and their family members. It's a practice that's so horrible and so egregious, but we let it go forward. At least one parent will have to be a citizen or a legal resident in order to qualify. We will secure our borders and we will restore our sovereignty starting on day one. Our country will be great again. Our country will be a country again. We'll have borders, we'll have proper education, and we'll put America first. Thank you.
Now that was beautiful. That was important. And that would have been my news today, were it not for the McCarthy betrayal. Now, the president, this is, you know, he's taking on a Herculean task to fix that flood. You know, demography is destiny, and the demography of America is rapidly being changed for the worse, very rapidly. It will be, this is a flood involving tens of millions of invaders. And the demon rat communists know exactly what they're doing. Mayorkas knows what he's doing, that communist. All of them know what they're doing. And the president, this is a, can any man do it? Once you let those tens of millions of people across the border, can one man fix it? It would be very understandable. And he's not going to do it. It's not in his blood. He isn't going to do it. But, you know, if someone could, have access to Donald Trump's inner thoughts, he is perfectly justified in thinking to himself, I can't fix this. It's gone. It's over. America is dead. He would be perfectly justified in thinking that thought. He isn't going to say that. He isn't going to think it out loud, because he knows his job is to fight, 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 never stop fighting, fight to the end, fight to the last man, even if that's him. He knows that's his duty. But he would be, this now, this McCarthy treason, he would be justified in saying, we're screwed. I can't fix this. If on January 20th, 2025, when I'm sworn in, this monstrosity is hanging over our heads, if the federal, you know, the dollar will have been wrecked by then, fully, totally wrecked. Inflation will be mind-boggling. American security will be at an all-time low. the military will be a mess. And the president would, you know, can I write enough executive orders to fix all of this? And with people, traitors like Kevin McCarthy all around him, and the president will have that. Come January 20th, 2025, there will be more rhinos. They'll be crowding in, jostling Donald Trump for positions in his administration. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA.
And we're down to our last segment. I'll tell you, this is coming. I'm telling you, we'll be talking about this tomorrow. The president is going to have to post on this. He's going to have to say, we got screwed. by Kevin McCarthy. And we have to vote no. And the president needs to do it immediately, because this vote will be is pressing. It might occur tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know the exact timetable. By the way, that timetable on that vote will be decided by one man, one piece of garbage, Kevin McCarthy. Because among his incredible powers as Speaker of the House, which can be used for good or ill, includes the power to schedule votes, to decide what may be voted upon, what may be or may not be amended. It's enormous power in the hands of the Speaker. So the President needs to weigh in on it immediately. Immediately. And I'm watching. I'll tell you what, I'll be clicking tonight. I'll be clicking, watching his channel on truthsocial.com. Every hour I'll be watching the President's channel to see when he speaks. Because this is just, it's mind-bogglingly large. There will be, by tonight, there will be a list. Now, here's where you can help, folks. Let me give you the phone number, the Congressional Switchboard number that I called that worked very well, 202-224-3121. Now, if you didn't write that down, it's easy to find. Just Congressional Switchboard number, U.S. House number. Speak clearly the full name of your congressman or woman, and whether they have announced themselves as pro or against the Kevin McCarthy fiasco. Call your congressman to thank them if they've said they're going to vote no. Excoriate them, well, politely. Let them know, just simply let them know. If you vote yes on this, I'm through with you. And the MAGA movement, they don't care what you personally think. They do care. Like when I called my congressman, Kelly Armstrong in North Dakota, I know he's a rhino. And I could hear it in his staffer who was taking my call. And I said, you know, North Dakota is MAGA country. We vote MAGA. We are MAGA. If Kelly Armstrong votes against MAGA, we're going to replace him. We're going to primary him. Put that in your note to Kelly Armstrong. We will primary you, Kelly. They have to run every 2 years, folks. This is what they worry about. They worry about being primaried. It's what keeps them up at night. So if Kelly Armstrong, if tomorrow or the next day when this comes to a vote, he votes yes, Kelly Armstrong, I'm going to work my ass off to help whoever is primarying you. And so will other MAGA folks in North Dakota. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you, folks. So get on this with your congressman tonight, now. The number's easy to find. We'll see you with an update on this tomorrow. Doesn't look good. See you then. Don't stop.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.